the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. Life is short and the world is wide. There are thousands of odd, quirky places to go and things to see at home and abroad. Buckle up. This is Destination Unknown.
All aboard!
Here's your tour guide, Elizabeth Doherty.
So you're driving down the interstate or on Highway 41 south of Tampa.
Okay.
Cross over a river, the Alafaya River.
Uh-huh. I've been there.
And when you look west...
Now, I'm driving south, right?
Yep.
On 41.
Look to your west.
Look to my west.
You see a little town.
I know what town it is.
What is it?
You're talking about the place where the circus performers go to retire.
I was talking about the storied town of Gibsonton.
Gibtown. That's how the locals call it. Gibsonton, Florida. By the way, your Destination Unknown this week is sponsored by RVShare.com, connecting RV renters and RV owners one road trip at a time. This would be a good one. Sign up for free right now at RVShare.com.
And RV Share has made such a difference for us personally. I can't even tell you. My son is so excited about the trips that people are taking and that we're going to take. Because people use these RVs when we don't use ours. We let other people use it. It is such a beautiful thing. It's really what America is all about.
So thank you, RV Share.
Gibsonton. That is where all the circus performers retired.
So the bearded lady and the guy with the stretched out arm.
Well, they have a list of notable people.
That's where they retire to. All right, let's hear this.
Said the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus. Ringling, they were based in Sarasota.
Right, that's where they would winter every year. And there is still a huge Ringling Museum in Sarasota. So, Gibtown.
Gibtown became the retirement or home base for a variety of circus people. These are notable individuals, okay, who retired there. Priscilla the Monkey Girl, the Alligator Man, the Lobster Family, and Dottie the Fat Lady. These were their names.
I understand that these were these names that were given to them to sell tickets.
Then there was Al Tomaney, an 8.5 foot tall giant with 22 inch shoes.
Mm-hmm.
He had a 2 foot tall wife, Jeannie, and they called her the half girl.
This is so politically incorrect.
These are their names.
I understand that by today's terms, these
I'm just telling you. This is the history of the town. These are the people's names.
And these were folks who settled there. And you would not,
yes.
It would not be uncommon to go down to Winn-Dixie there on 41. And there would be,
Run into
Dottie the Fat Lady.
Go to the post office. The counters are really, really small.
So that they could accommodate the performers.
Smaller.
Yes.
People.
Smaller people.
Now, I am reading from the historical article. This paragraph. Okay, this is not me. This is in writing. In its glory days, Gibtown had the only post office in the country with a special low counter for midgets.
Mm-hmm.
So they said it, not me.
Okay.
The local fruit stand was operated by the Siamese twins, and at the lounge was the guy who put 6-inch spikes up his nose, Melvin. He also was called the human blockhead and the rubber-faced man.
By the way, Gibsonton is the home of the International Independent Showmen's Association and Museum. It's the largest nonprofit private organization made up of people from the outdoor amusement industry, is what they call them. And they have carnival rides, they have food supplies, equipments, concession trailers, all the things that went into the traveling circus shows are on display there.
Yeah, and there's special zoning laws. They were allowed to keep the elephants and monkeys there because I guess they took care of them. And they even had a Ferris wheel, dismantled Ferris wheel, on the property. And so every spring when they all went back to work, the population would drop by half. And this article calls them carnies because the carnies would go back to work at the fairs and festivals. So that was until November of 1992 when Gibtown was hit with negative publicity because the lobster boy was murdered.
And all the information is on a website called showmansmuseum.org, including tours when you can go through, and it's $12 to get in. It's only open on the weekends.
Yeah, and it's a great road trip.
Yes. And again, it's off US 41 south of Tampa.
Coming up, things you don't want to have happen when you're traveling. These are all avoidable. You just need to know what they are. So you want to stay with us for that. You've been listening to Food Nation Radio Network Travel Hour. We'll be right back.